Welcome to the Life of a Gentleman podcast, the number one podcast to learn about the hottest men's fashion and grooming brands. We interview the brand owners so you get the inside story. We'll also discuss fashion, business, and entrepreneurship, and all things gentlemen. Whether you're looking to advance your career, increase your style, or just discover the best new products, you're in the right place. And now, here's your host, award-winning author, entrepreneur, and business owner, Richard Taylor. Hey, Rich, let's start the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Life of a Gentleman. So glad you tuned in. The show is really heating up, and we are happy you are joining us and coming along for the ride. Today, we have an amazing show because we have some great special guests. Our guest of the week is Cufflinks.com. You've probably heard of them before, but we are going to get the story from three of the owners. And so this is a first for the Life of a Gentleman. We will have on three people at the same time, but these guys all were very excited and wanted to make sure their voice was heard. And so that's why we decided to do it this way. But the thing you're going to learn about Cufflinks.com is the wide variety of products that they have. I'm talking about everything from novelty cufflinks to some high-end killer styles that really you can't find anywhere else. You're going to find out why they're doing this and also how they're expanding their business as well. Stay tuned for that interview. Also, Dennis drops in with the style tip of the week. In the past few weeks, Dennis has really brought the heat, and so today is going to be no different from that. Buckle up, get ready for some tips that you can put into practice to make sure your style game is definitely on point. Last but not least, we are joined once again by certified career counselor, Debrica. And Debrica is going to tell us how we can negotiate our salary. A lot of us are working 9-to-5 jobs, and you know what? You're going for a raise to get shortchanged. Not anymore. We have the tips to tell you how to get your income up. Even if you're not side hustling, working that 9-to-5, you can still get your money up. And Debrica is going to show us how. Guys, get ready for an amazing show. I'm excited. I hope you are too. Tell a friend, and don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. No more talking about that, guys. Let's dive into it right now.
Hey, guys. Let's dive into a brief style discussion, tips, suggestions, and fashion ideas from a guy who knows style. He inspires us on social media, personal stylist, and retail expert, Dennis Styles. It's the style tip of the week. Hey, Dennis, bring the heat.
How you doing, guys? Welcome to another episode of Style Tip of the Week. Now, for this week, myself, Dennis Styles, I'm going to be talking about, guess what, guys? Podcasts. Let's talk podcasts. Let's talk how the podcast could, you know, help you grow as an influencer or as a brand owner. Anything that you're doing as far as fashion related. Podcast now is probably the hottest thing out right now. You see a lot of celebrities getting into it. Even retired basketball players starting their own podcast, Rich.
Yeah, I listened to a lot of those. Kenyon Martin, he was a great player. Richard Jefferson. Man, B.J. Armstrong. There's a lot of basketball players. Yeah, B.J. Armstrong. B.J. and Bucher. He's on with Rick Bucher, the NBA insider. And like you said, hip-hop guys, man. Noriega, man. Nori. Man, he's killing it.
Second life. These are guys that after, you know, a lot of these guys after basketball, you know, they have nothing to do. Why not a podcast, you know? It's been able to, you're able to make money and talk about some of the things that, some of the experience you had and knowledge that you could share to the.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, and just you may be listening right now and saying, well, you know, I'm not a former, you know, gold and platinum selling artist. I never played in the NBA. You telling me to get on a podcast? Well, how in the world can I do that? So, I mean, Dennis, go ahead and just give them a couple tips and then I'll jump in too.
No, one thing you have to do is get a partner. Podcasts can't do it on your own. Can't be a one-man show because then you're just talking to yourself and then you become too boring. You have to have a partner. You have to have a sidekick. You have to have somebody that, you know, connects with your thoughts and is probably actually a close friend of yours, because that's the only way it's going to work, because you're going to have time with each other. At first, you're just going to have to keep recording, man. If nothing, you know, it's not going to be a success right off the bat. We had this podcast now for about 3 years, right, Rich?
Two, going on 2 years. And you know what? I told you at the beginning, it's a process. And don't worry about it. But in 2 years from now, it's going to be great. So, again, it's a reminder to us both. In another 2 years, it'll be even better. My tip is for people who want to be on a podcast. And maybe they don't want to start their own show, right? Because that I understand that. That could be difficult. But if you're an influencer and you want to get people to know what you have and you got a personal brand, or maybe you actually sell a product, all you have to do is really reach out to somebody that has a podcast and simply ask to be on there.
Yeah, exactly. It's very simple. If you want to get your stuff out there, instead of, you know, going the usual route, which paying for services that usually don't give you nothing in return, a podcast allows you to talk about, tell your story, not just through pictures, but through words. People want to hear, hey, how did you start your business? What you've been doing? And it's an extensive conversation that you can't really have on social media, Rich.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And there's a lot of people that are nervous about that. You know, they're shy. They don't want to get out there and tell their story. But I'm telling you, if you don't tell your story, how in the world are you really going to grow? And how are people going to find out about you? This is a great outlet because you're reaching a market that's never heard of you, probably. And now you're being exposed to them. And then also, the thing about a podcast, once it's up forever.
Hey, exactly. There's no taking it down. There's no, you're going to lose this, you're going to lose that. No, it's going to stay on there. You just have to work hard, man. You have to record a lot, and you have to record content that's relevant now. That's the key. When you do the podcast, you have to talk about issues that are going on now, whether it's political issues, sports, fashion, business, etc. That's what people want to hear.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I can't stress enough about the importance of, if you've never been on a podcast, make it a goal to get on one in 2018. It's simple. Like people always say, it goes down in the DM. It really does. People hit us up all the time and just simply ask to be on the show. You know, sometimes we have to say no, but a lot of times we have said yes, and we've made some great connections and met up with some awesome people. We did an interview together, actually. This is somebody who was in the DM. We talked to the gentleman, Mr. Lin Dai, the CEO of Hooch, and amazing company that he has going. Simply just reached out, asked to be on the show, and it was one of our better interviews, really.
That's the best part. That's another best part about doing the show. You learn. It's like reading books, man. You learn about who's doing what in this world and what's the things that we could benefit from. Other guys doing big things, whether it be on social media or on TV. It's just an amazing platform, man, to expand your brand, for sure. And you know what? It's fun. I'd rather do this than take pictures, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. You know, I think that sums it all up. Honestly, it is a lot of fun. And you get to meet a lot of great people and make real connections rather than just double tapping a heart on Instagram. You actually get to know somebody, and you can take those connections offline the same way Dennis and I have done and been able to actually make a real relationship. So it's a great opportunity. Everybody go out there and do it, and feel free to reach out.
Yeah, just grab that partner that you think, whether it be a friend that you know for a while, cousin, brother, somebody that you think could connect with you in that sense, where you guys could talk about some of the stuff that you feel passionate about. Like, as far as for us, it'd be business, fashion, and entrepreneurship. That a lot of, you know, there's a lot of guys doing big things out there that they don't get, you know, you don't hear from them. Instagram doesn't allow you to tell that kind of story, but a podcast does.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, I love it. So, Dennis, let everybody know how they can follow you and check out what you got going on.
Hey, man, holla at me at Dennis _Styles. And, of course, keep following us on that Gentleman Podcast. It's big and it's growing day by day.
All right, we appreciate it. Looking forward to the tip next week. Hello, gentlemen. Richard here from Harrison Blake Apparel, and I would like to give you a special offer. What we would like to present to you is a coupon code SEASON, SEASON. That will give you $15 off your first monthly box from Harrison Blake Apparel. If you don't know what Harrison Blake Apparel offers in their monthly package, listen up. It's one necktie plus four additional matching accessories, for the low price of $25 per month, which includes shipping. That's right, shipping is absolutely free. So get one necktie plus four matching accessories for only $25 a month. But use the code SEASON, S-E-A-S-O-N, and get your first month with $15 off. Thanks for listening to The Life of a Gentleman.
Hey, how you doing today, Rich?
Oh, doing pretty good. Glad to connect with you once more. Loving these tips that you're giving us about how to conduct yourself in the workplace and advance our career.
Oh, no problem. I love giving out nuggets.
What did you have in mind for us today?
Today, I wanted to talk about the De Niro's, the dollars, the cheddar, the cheese, the dough, you name it. Let's talk about money.
All right. Now, I'm curious. You say talk about money. There's a lot of different ways we can go at that. So what do you have in mind?
Let's speak about salary negotiation. I find that a lot of people aren't comfortable talking about money, and it's because they don't want to seem any certain type of way, and so they kind of shy away from it, or they just accept whatever they're offered, and that doesn't have to be the case.
Yeah, this is a real tricky one. Even for myself, been in that position, and it's hard to really negotiate that salary without a little prepping. So what are some things we can do to kind of be ready when that situation arises?
Well, the one thing that you want to do anytime you're looking for a job is research the company. You want to know whether they're an A, B, or C size company. Your A size companies are going to be like your Procter & Gamble, your Bristol Myers Squibb, your Johnson & Johnson. Those companies are huge. Then you're talking about your B companies, which would be something like your Macy's and your Nordstrom's Rack. And then your C companies would be like your Kmart's or your smaller, not mom and pops, but smaller stores. And so they're not going to be able to afford to pay you what the A company can pay you. And so you want to keep that in mind when you're thinking about your salary, because you have to be realistic to the industry and the company that you're interviewing with.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, you can't walk in the door at a C company demanding A money. Now, let's say you've established where you're at and they throw out that question, you know, they always kind of put it on you. And I think it's a technique they use, like, oh, what were you thinking for the salary, you know? And it's like, that's when you start to hear like crickets, you know? What do you say then?
So you don't want to listen to the crickets. What you want to do is you want to take that hot potato that they threw at you and throw it right back at them. So my response is always, what I tell my clients is to say, well, looking at my resume, what would you offer me?
Whoa.
And so now you're giving them the opportunity to say one or two things. Oh, man, I didn't look at the resume. Let me skim it really quickly. Or I did look at it, and I better look at it again to see just how much I need to pay this person.
You know what? That's about the best answer I've ever heard. And the hot potato analogy, I've heard that in some other sales closing presentations where somebody presents an objection and you toss it right back to them as quickly as possible. Have you found this works when you do the hot potato method and toss it right back?
Well, I learned the hot potato method when I got ready to graduate from Florida State University. Go Knowles. I was talking to I'll call her a business guru. Her name is Dr. Natalie Walker. She taught me how to negotiate salaries. And she says, well, it's the easiest way to see if they really want to hire you if they believe that you're worth the money. And so you let them tell you that they want to hire you by telling you what they're going to offer you.
That's actually pretty genius, the way you described that. Now, before you go, give us one more tip in case we don't have the guts to do that hot potato method. What are some other things we can do?
So if you're uncomfortable saying, what would you offer me? Then you can always ask them, what is the range for the position? Or what's the salary range or pay rate for the position? That way you know what the high and the low is. And then between that high and low, have like a ballpark figure in your head so you know when they offer you it's something fair. Now, if it isn't anything fair and you know that you deserve more because of your experience or your expertise, then that's when you need to roll on that tell me about yourself question. You need to make sure that you sell them on you as a brand, and so they know that your value is worth what you want.
Yeah, it makes total sense. You know, I'm loving these tips. These are great tips for people who are in these situations, and you know, so many of us are today. You know, people don't stay at their jobs very long. We move around trying to advance our careers. So if people have more questions, how can they get in touch with you and get your help to take them to the next level?
So what they can do is, the name of my company is Agape Career Counseling Group. My email address is agapeccg@yahoo.com. and they can just simply send me an email and let me know that they have some questions, and then we can take it from there. It may be something really simple that I can, you know, just walk you through really quickly, or it may be a detailed situation that we need to come up with a coaching plan so that you can get those progressive steps to get yourself in a better pay range or at a better company.
We appreciate it, Deborah. Looking forward to next time.
Awesome. I look forward to talking to you too.
And now it's time for this week's segment of The Gentleman's News. Exclusive interviews with exceptional people discussing all things gentleman, from business to fashion to lifestyle, industry leaders, authors, and more. This is The Gentleman's News.
Guys, welcome back to the interview segment of the show. And I think you're really going to enjoy this interview because, you know, we talk about fashion on The Life of a Gentleman so many times. We've talked about it. And one of the things that can really set you apart from other guys is your accessories. You know, we've mentioned that so many times, but these guys that I'm welcoming to the show, they have a company that's going to make sure you're really going to stand out. I am talking with Jacob, Adam, and Derek from Cufflinks.com. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Glad we could have you. You know, Cufflinks is that pretty classic accessory that everybody must have, in my opinion. And I got a feeling that you guys are big fans of cufflinks. Go ahead and tell us why.
The funny story is that all of us, our first pair of cufflinks were inherited from our late grandfather when he passed away. He was a dapper dresser. He was a Holocaust survivor. And after moving to the U.S., he just decided that, you know, gotta celebrate the good things in life, gotta look good, gotta make a good presentation. Really had a big impact on us growing up.
Man, it's an awesome story. Great that you could get something like that passed down. Seems like it kind of stuck with you, and you guys are really taking that legacy and running with it. You know, I had a chance to check out your website, and I'm telling you, there's just about any kind of cufflink you could possibly want. How did you guys come up with the concept to really niche down and bring these products to market?
The biggest thing with this company is that we've got our own lines that we've been carrying, but also we're selling other people's product as well. And the original vision that the previous owner had for this company was the one-stop shop for cufflinks, the Amazon of cufflinks. It's really become quite the impressive location for people who are looking for something like that.
Yeah, and you know what's awesome? There's, like you said, there's such a wide variety, but it doesn't stop there. You have more than just cufflinks. Could one of you kind of explain some of the other items that you have and why you feel it was great to branch out and bring these other items out as well?
Yeah, so we really just wanted to make sure that everyone that came to our website had something for them. They could start at the top and go all the way down and really dress up. So, I mean, we have everything from, like our name suggests, cufflinks to tie bars, stud sets. We have lapel pins. We've recently done a lot more with ties and socks. But what we really aim to do is just bring out the thing that makes every person an individual, right? Give them just hundreds of options. Give them a real chance to express themselves through how they dress.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I was on your site and I saw that you have cufflinks for the world champion Philadelphia Eagles, Marvel cufflinks shaped like the Marvel characters and the Star Wars characters. I mean, so if you really want to make a statement, it's a real easy way to do it. You can go on here and get anything. And then there's also traditional looks too. So for those that, you know, more straight-laced, we can go on there and get traditional looking items. But another thing is the engraving. Can you talk about that and the monograms? How does that process work if somebody wants to get that done?
Yeah, so we have kind of two different ways of doing it. We have some set styles that you can choose from on the website. You can go in and put in your initials, a special date. You can, you know, you can say something nice. But we also do full customization. So we'll work with you to take any logo you have or family crest or something like that, and we'll do engraving with that as well. We really give them a wide variety of options.
Yeah, totally. You know, switching gears just a little bit, you know, there's three of you there. So how did you guys work on this business together? And I'm curious, whose idea was it? And did you have to twist the other two's arm to get involved with the business?
Well, you know, the three of us are actually brothers. We grew up together. we always really wanted to work together. We just really have this natural fit and energy together. And we're looking for something where we can each have our own space within the company. We each kind of found that here, where we each have our own area to focus on. Jake's doing sales. Adam's really focused on supply chain and, you know, procuring product. And I have more of the technical expertise to do stuff on the website and sell in e-commerce. And it's really been a great fit for us.
That's awesome that everybody has their own area of expertise and can bring something to the table. I have one brother myself, and it would be amazing to work together on a business like this. We haven't had the opportunity just yet, but that's got to be rewarding in itself, working together. And I understand that you guys are somewhat new business owners. Who would like to speak to that? What's it been like transitioning into owning an e-commerce business like this?
It's been quite the adventure. We all had our own careers going on when this opportunity came to us. And it's just such a good fit that we had to take the plunge. Personally, I sold my house in Minnesota and moved my wife and daughter down here. We've all relocated our entire families to this. And it's been a big change for all of us, to the point of like being in the company. We're not the ones that are doing everything here. We got a whole team around us, but we're definitely learning to rely on them very well.
Yeah, and it makes a lot of sense. You know, the fact that you're building a team is awesome. I think that's a good lesson for other entrepreneurs that are trying to get started, because a lot of people are solopreneurs and trying to do everything by themselves, and you really can get burned out. So having that family unit and then a team, and you guys are headed in the right direction. What do you think you're going to do in the future? Do you think you'll bring out more products like socks and ties and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's something we're working on. We've actually got another product category that we're working on in the background here that I can't quite tell you about yet, but we're pretty excited about it. But we've got some new sock designs coming out. We're also going to be revamping some of our tie line this year. And then beyond that, we'll be working to keep expanding our existing product categories to really meet the market, make sure that we've got anything everyone wants. We're also adding a new license here soon. We've got a great product, in my opinion, one of our best designed lines, Game of Thrones, which is launching.
Oh man, that's pretty awesome. So there's a ton of people that love that show, so they'll be able to pick up maybe some kind of themed items and things like that that they can accessorize with, I take it. You know what? Let's have a little fun. I'd like to know, what's your favorite accessory and why? You guys can go ahead. A couple of you can answer that one. So I'll tell you mine after you guys go ahead and let us know what you really are into.
Well, I've really been enjoying, since we got here, kind of the opportunity to play around with a bunch of different stuff. You know, it really opens up the ability to try out new things. You have so much kind of at your hands. More and more, I've been falling in love with wearing lapel pins and pocket squares. It really kind of takes that suit jacket to the next level.
This is Adam, I'll go next. I've been a really big fan of, we've had this new line of products that launched with Neiman Marcus in time for Christmas, called our Lux line. And that's in one of the hero spots on our webpage if you want to take a look. But the Iron Man cufflinks in 3D, where the face mask lifts open, and the very back of the cufflink looks like the arc reactor that's in Tony Stark's chest. That's my favorite one by far. I feel like I'm ready to take on the universe of those.
Yeah, I saw that, and that's pretty awesome. You know, the Lux line, speaking of that, we talked a little bit before about there's something for everybody, but man, there really is, because you've got some novelty stuff, but then you have some really high-end cufflinks for guys that really like to get dressed up, and those are the ones that really caught my eye, because these are some designs. They look like something that you would have to dig and find at an antique store, but you guys have them. You know, things like Tiger's Eye and some of these ornate designs. What's the response been like? Are you finding that there are people that are aficionados that are coming to you guys and saying, yes, I found it. I mean, this is the spot to get, you know, those hard to find items.
Yeah, we recently did a redesign of our website too, and people have just come to us glowing about how it's easy for them to find stuff. They're really impressed with how wide of a variety there is.
Let me just jump in, because I was going to say, you know, I noticed on your website, it says it's perfect for weddings too. And for those that have gotten married or, you know, had that opportunity, a lot of times what you get at the tuxedo shop is really boring and plain. But this is awesome if you're planning a wedding, thinking about getting married, or you have a real formal event and you need to step out. The studs that you guys offer in conjunction with the cufflinks really can make a statement that would make it a day or an event that nobody would ever forget.
Exactly. And, you know, for a wedding, you really gotta step it up another level. I myself was married just a couple of years ago, and I went and got a custom three-piece wool suit and, like, really decked out as far as I could, exactly my style, how I wanted to look. And it was great right up until the point that there was a heat advisory warning in an old church that wasn't air-conditioned. Ooh. And, you know, I almost got a heat stroke, but, you know, I looked good, and that's what matters.
Yeah, no, that is what matters. And the fact that you were able to man up and make it through there without passing out, I'm sure your bride was pretty happy about that too. Hey guys, what's been the most rewarding part of starting this business together so far? Right before we close out, I always like to ask people that, because this kind of can inspire other entrepreneurs and people that are listening to this show that have a desire to start their own business. So what's been the most rewarding part or the most fun you've been having?
Hey, I really think that we've learned to rely on each other, and we've definitely learned that the leadership is a servant role. We're definitely learning to bring value to everyone that we're working with and really make every interaction we have with someone something that builds them up, something that elevates them as well, getting business done, you know. So definitely been an opening experience.
That's great to hear. I'm always glad to see when people are having fun, doing what they love, and really making an impact in the lives of guys. And that's exactly what you guys are doing at cufflinks.com. So if anybody is interested in making a purchase, I highly recommend you get on the website, check out what these guys have to offer. And before we close out, guys, please let us know the website one more time and also the social media account so we can connect with you and follow and check out all of these cool designs that you have.
Sure, yeah, it's cufflinks.com. Couldn't be simpler. Our social media are the same. They're spelled out, cufflinks, D-O-T-com, on Facebook, on Instagram.
Man, that is simple, easy enough, easy to follow, easy to find you guys and check out these amazing styles. Now, I know people listening, you guys love fashion. These guys have exactly what you need. Cufflinks.com. Just wanted to say thank you one more time to Jacob, Adam, and Derek. Appreciate your time coming on The Life of a Gentleman. And we look forward to seeing what you guys have coming up in the future. Definitely looking forward to it.
Thanks for having us today.
Hey guys, that's going to do it for this edition of The Life of a Gentleman. What I'd like to do is send you an offer, and that's $15 off the Harrison Blake monthly subscription box. And I'm telling you what, we have an amazing package for April, especially if you like the color purple. You definitely want to check that out. That's $15 off. Use the code SEASON. That's code SEASON at checkout. Also, want to let you know I have a new book out. It's called From Idea to Income: 5 Reasons You Need a Side Hustle. And you can get that book by going to the website www.thegentway.com. Right on the homepage, get your free copy of that book. That was thegentway.com. That's my free gift to you for taking time out of your day to listen to the show. And speaking of the show, I want to send a special thank you to cufflinks.com. Awesome people, just great, great people, down to earth, doing something together as a family, taking their dreams, making them a reality. So if that's you, you've been thinking about doing something with business, go ahead and dive in. Maybe get a friend or a family member together and do it together. And cufflinks.com is doing it well. Also, thank you to Dennis for coming on with the style tip of the week. Last but not least, Deborica. She did an awesome job telling us how we can increase our salary. And that is something all of us are interested in. So what we're trying to do on The Life of a Gentleman is bring you value. We talk about fashion. We talk about business. We talk about lifestyle. And hopefully all these things are resonating with you. We appreciate the feedback, and we'd love for you to leave more. If you haven't left us a review on iTunes yet, please do so. It will take literally 30 seconds of your time, and it really helps us to reach other people who are interested in things just like this. We're trying to create a movement of the gentleman's lifestyle. So thank you for being part of it. And guys, until next time, take care.
These messages are brought to you by Harrison Blake Apparel, specializing in fashion accessories such as ties, lapel pins, and much more. Join the monthly subscription club where you will receive one necktie and four accessories for $25. To learn more, visit harrisonblakeapparel.com.